The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hey, welcome back to another award-winning Kiefer and Curry show. We call it award-winning because it is award-winning for us. He is Kip Kiefer. I'm Tony Curry. And of course, you can hear the show 5 days a week on the TKR app. It's very easy to find. Get an Android app or get that TKR app. We have over 100,000 downloads thanks to everyone who's already downloaded that TKR app, so you can hear these shows live. And of course, you can also check them out on our podcast platform wherever you get your favorite podcast. No matter what podcast platform you're on, you'll find the Kiefer and Curry show, or simply search Tony Curry Radio. And coming soon, we'll have this show up on our Tony Curry YouTube channel, so you can actually see Kip's beautiful mug, and not to mention my own, coming up here. We'll try to get that started next week. So we're busy putting multi-million dollar situations behind us, so make sure it looks really, really good for us for our YouTube. So we'll get into that. Hey, Kip, so yesterday I heard that the WAG, which is the Writers Guild of America, got their contract signed, of course, with the studios, and so it appears they're going to be back on the job in 7 to 10 days. Now it's up to the SAG, the Actors Guild, to get their act together so we can get regular TV shows back on. Now, the Tonight Show and some of these other shows, these national shows, will start production, as a matter of fact, today, because the writers are back in the mix and some of those actors are not part of the actual screen actors. Some of these live shows like Drew Barrymore and The Talk and other shows like that, so they'll be back on. But for other productions, they're still held up. And so I'm sitting there watching TV last night. And I was amiss to realize that my Cincinnati Bengals were actually playing on Monday Night Football in the double bill. And I'm watching a 2007 version from Louisville, Kentucky, Antiques Roadshow. And I thought, how pathetic am I that I'm sitting here alone watching Antiques Roadshow about some woman who trampled in with a 17 carat emerald ring that she found in a grandma's, Dutch bucket up in the whatever it was. And I'm thinking, why in the hell am I watching this? And I'm like, this is pathetic. And then my son calls and says, by the way, the Bengals game is on. I was like, oh my gosh, holy crap, what am I doing? So I was interested because I think it tells a lot about a person in what they watch and what they listen to during their free time. And so I wrote a list of shows that I've just recently watched over the last, say, 30 days. And I will tell you this, you know, a lot of people say that a son is his father is his son. And I did a lot of things my dad did. I had the same intestinal fortitude my dad had. I liked to work hard. My dad had a job where he was his own boss, and I kind of do that thing. My dad always wore grippy underwear. I wear the same type of underwear. He always used baby powder when he got out of the shower. And I thought to myself, I'm never using baby powder when I get out of the shower. What do I do now when I get out of the shower? I use baby powder. And so, but I said, there's one thing that I will never do, and that is I will never watch the same television my father watched. Now, my dad loved the Weather Channel. He loved the Weather Channel because he said it's always new programming. No matter what you're watching, no matter what time you're watching, the Weather Channel is always changing. So it's always new television. I said, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. What did I watch this morning? Channel 797 on Spectrum. I'm sitting there watching Boise weather this morning. And by the way, they had this thing overnights now. It's called the Retro on the Eights. It's the coolest thing. They actually show lightning strikes throughout the entire country. And they do it in 3D, which is really cool. They do earthquakes, and they just show a satellite vision of the United States of America. And they do everything from seismology to all types of lightning strikes. They do weather radar. They do, it's I know people right now are like, what in the hell are you talking about? But at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, it is something that's kind of mesmerizing to be looking at. Had I been watching this about 4 or 5 years ago, I perhaps would have been in a different state. But at this point, it's actually kind of cool to watch. But I was interested to find out what Kip Kiefer watches on television during his free time.
Oh, Tony. I'm trying. I'm really trying to make the transition to the new television, which is all of the Netflix inclusions, all of the different boutique channels now where long running series and different things are on. But even in that transition, I find myself sneaking down to the Netflix list of documentaries they have because, you know, I'm still such a history guy, and I have such a fascination with the correlations and the comparisons of history. The old adage, those who do not understand history are doomed to repeat it, is an adage that I find so true, because I watch these troubled times we live in now, where there's so much division and so much difference of opinion. And when you go back and watch documentaries from yesteryear, you realize this is nothing new. This has been going on since mankind could communicate and, you know, invented fire.
You're right.
There's been conflict, and there's been things that seem like they're existentially threatening. And it always comes down to the same thing. And I know this is not what this show's about, but you asked me what I watch. I find myself watching movies and documentaries and things kind of seated in history, because I just have such a fascination of where we are now and how we've gotten here. So I will say that my sons almost tied me to a chair a couple of years ago and insisted that I watch Breaking Bad, which is the one kind of series that I actually made the commitment and binged watch for over about a month period, enough episodes to see the entire series, and got so consumed in that. And I've recently finished watching Better Call Saul, which was the spinoff, of course, about their lawyer in that show, and how he got to where he wound up. And great entertainment. And I really want to get more into that kind of modern area, because people just barrage you with, oh, you've got to watch this and you've got to watch that. And I just find the situation of starting, you know, a show that's been on for three or four seasons and getting caught up, especially as busy as I find myself these days, kind of a daunting, like another to-do list thing. I just want to sit down and put on something familiar and comfortable. I love the old sitcoms that I've got a certain club, and I swing back to those anytime they're on. I love the Big Bang Theory, which recently wrapped up their run.
Yes.
And all the genius writing and the character development in that show is just awesome. And they have great people pop in all the time. I think we talked about Bob Newhart.
Mm-hmm.
And what a hilarious character he was, a recurring character. But also shows that, you know, I'm not proud to admit, because some of the humor was a little off color, but I love 2 1/2 Men with Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
which is just every time you watch it. And it's not even so much Charlie and Alan, his brother, and the two main characters, Alan kind of over the top, John Cryer's role, and Charlie just being Charlie, but it was all of the other characters, like Berta the housekeeper, most weeks just absolutely stole the show. So, and go back to even classic ones before that, I find myself still watching Cheers and MASH and all of these shows that I've seen every episode probably 30 times, and I know exactly what's going to happen, but I have such appreciation for that kind of comedy. And I'll go even back further than that. When I was a kid, I thought there were a couple of genius shows on that now seem to be kind of shallow and silly. But you go back and watch some episodes of Green Acres. That was just genius in its time period. Just a hilarious show with hilarious characters. So I find myself kind of like food. You know I should be trying all this modern stuff and getting into sushi and all these different things. But just like a good hot dog, I like comfort food and comfort television, so that's generally where I go.
Have you ever turned your kids on a Monty Python?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, they took a little bit of time to get it, but now in our communication, it's really gratifying to me when you know, they say something, you know, from Monty Python or from Caddyshack is another one that I had to kind of force feed on them. Animal House. My son Clay, who was born in 1992, said, "Yeah, I'm really not interested in anything before the 90s. And I've had to kind of work hard to get him out of that mindset. And Now, anytime they make a reference to one of the movies that I kind of insisted that they watch, that's a very gratifying moment for me.
For another show, we should do four shows that we really want our kids to watch and love as much as we did. Because I have my go-to of four shows that I have incrementally and kind of dropped in my son's lap. And Animal House is the next one. You just mentioned Animal House. Airplane. I don't see how you can watch that movie and not think it's just one of the funniest movies you've ever seen.
Surely you can't expect me to watch Airplane. Yes, I do. And don't call me Shirley.
You have clearance. Jaws, which my daughter saw for the first time last week. She was with a friend of hers over at a friend's house, and it traumatized her. And I said, "This is exactly what it's supposed to do." Then the Blues Brothers, for some reason, just because the musical element to it, it's just a fantastic. And I remember seeing Blues Brothers in the movie theater, thinking to myself, "What the hell is this car flying through the air for? Why, this is not funny." And now I look back on it, and I get it. And then of course Animal House. And so far, I'm 1 for 3. My son did not get Airplane at all. Did not think it's funny at all. Which is very strange, because I think that that's just got an element to it that everything in that movie is
everything
written so wry.
I've got a theory on maybe why he didn't, because all of us knew that Lloyd Bridges and Robert Stack and some of the other really serious actors they recruited for that movie. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is one of the pilots. Yep. I mean, kind of that off the wall stuff was more, I guess, time frame things. But to hear Lloyd Bridges, who had been the Sea Hunt guy and in all these serious TV shows and movies, for him to declare the line, "Boy, I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue." I mean, that's timeless stuff. And what about Kareem in the pilot seat when the kid comes up and says to him, My dad's you're my favorite player, but my dad says you just loaf on defense." And he goes, I'm sorry, son, you have me confused with somebody else. I'm first officer or whatever he was, Roger Murdoch. That's what his name." And the kid persists, and he grabs him by the lapel, goes, "You tell your old man I'm busting my ass. See if he can drag Elvin Hayes and Moses Malone up and down the court for 40 minutes every night and see what he says then," or whatever. And when they drag him off after he's become overcome with the bad fish, like everybody else on the plane, when they're dragging him down the aisle, Tony, remember, he's wearing his captain's uniform and his hat, but he's got his Lakers shorts and knee pads on. Absolutely hilarious stuff. And I guess you had to be living in that time to really appreciate that. So I'm going to give your son a pass on that.
Funny that you mentioned that, because I just saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on your show the other day, The Big Bang Theory. He actually made a cameo in that show. There was a scene where they're playing games. Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons at William Shatner's house.
But you know, it sucks. It hurts as a parent to take your kid and show them a movie and just get so excited, like, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is going to be coming up on television here soon, because we're coming up on October, and they get that and they think it's but that's a Christmas movie, and so that's kind of one of those things where, hey, listen, we have to watch that, and they love that show. But when it comes to, say, something like Animal House, I am so stoked. Caddyshack is another one where it's funny, because watching Caddyshack, there were some pretty spicy scenes in that particular movie. When you're showing that to your 11 or 12 year old, and you're like, "This is hilarious," you're thinking to yourself, "Okay, this is probably not the right time to be showing a 12 year old son this movie, with Lacey upstairs."
Lacey Underall.
But no, and so it's funny how, you know, you mentioned MASH. My dad was a big Andy Griffith guy. He would watch Andy Griffith. I don't care if he had seen Mr. McBeavy 300 times. He'd watch the same episode over and over and over again.
Yep.
I have not gone as far as into watching the Hallmark Channel. I will not watch the Hallmark Channel. That's something that I don't even want on my cable. But you talk about some of the history channels, and I think this is pretty, for people that don't know you, your recollection of some things in the past are just absolutely amazing. How good you are at remembering lyrics and remembering speeches, and you just do a wonderful job. And I know you do Need to Know here on Tony Curry Radio, not to mention a plethora of other shows, including, of course, our show on ABC 3340, our shameless plug, which airs every Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11 on ABC 3340, card of the starting lineup. But when it comes to history channels, that's one thing where, you know, I've looked through, my son's like, "Why don't you get Fubo TV, or why don't you do Roku TV, or why don't you do Netflix, or why don't you do YouTube TV instead of get off this cable thing," when Spectrum had the whole issue with ESPN. And I said, the problem is none of them have the History Channel. And that is a program. That is something that's my go-to. I go to channel 34 every night first before I start number two, like old people do. I start at number two and I start going all the way up to the 700s. I always see what's on the History Channel because chances are there's going to be something on that channel I love. But anything that has to do with Nazis, I don't know what it is about World War II and some of the structures. I love the show called Mysteries of the Abandoned. And half the structures they find on that show are old Nazi things that are built just, I mean, the concrete that they had to come up with to build these bunkers and these extravagant, unbelievable fortifications are just absolutely amazing to me. And I cannot get enough of that stuff. And my son looks at me, he's like, dude, you got issues. You're 50, you're 57. You're still kind of cool. You're my dad. You're a rock and roll guy. You like to go see AC/DC in concert. You're a hip dude, but man, you need to get away from these World War II Nazi programs. But for some reason, man, the history of it just is amazing to me because I don't think enough people know about things like that.
Well, again, to see the world in conflict, that was the ultimate conflict.
Yeah.
And, people don't understand what a threat to the whole world the rise of Adolf Hitler was. And who would have imagined that a face that is seen on TV more often than all the big stars on television is Adolf Hitler here.
Amazing.
All these years later, 80 years later, Adolf Hitler is probably the most prominent guy featured on television in terms of total hours. But yeah, I find myself fascinated by that. And I'm fascinated by, again, being a proud an American and not ashamed to admit it, to see what our guys did that day on Normandy Beach. I could watch documentaries on the D-Day invasion and the absolute impossible task they were given and them being able to pull that off and occupy that land that had been taken over by the Nazis and begin the push toward Berlin to end that thing and liberate and literally save lives of millions of people. Unfortunately, it was too late to save the lives of other millions, but there's nothing in the world's history that really can match the drama and the accomplishment and the highs and lows of that story. And I agree with you. I'm obsessed. I also love, and you mentioned Mysteries of the Abandoned. I also love William Shatner's show on the History Channel.
The Unexplained.
William Shatner, Tony, is 94 years old. Captain Kirk.
Unbelievable.
What a beast. He hosts The Unexplained, and he still does the narration, and he's still Captain Kirk after all these years.
He is so good.
Oh, it's great. And that show is awesome because it explores all the mysteries of, how is it that pyramids that are architecturally almost exactly the same in Egypt and in Mexico, built in that same kind of time frame, was that just a coincidence? You gotta kind of wonder how that could possibly happen. I don't think Egyptian architects were flying to Mexico City and building the Aztec monuments, but architecturally, they're almost exactly the same. Lawrence Fishburne has a newer show also on the History's Greatest Mystery.
Absolutely love that show.
It's a great show. I love those shows.
I absolutely love it, too.
I'm right with you. You take my History Channel away from me, there's going to be some violence because I'm not going to take it well.
As we wrap it up, something that happened in radio a long period of time, this would happen during the 70s and 80s and then even the early 90s. So if you were at a top 40 radio station or a radio station that played the hits, and of course we were a classic rock station, so we went a little deeper than that. But most radio stations would wait for a song to come out and they would wait for it to warm up a little bit and almost to the point where it was a bona fide hit, and then they would add the song. They wanted to add the song after it had a little bit of a burn on it because they did not want to be the station to break a song, because you'll be willing to sit through a song you've heard a million times as opposed to hearing a song for the first time because you may tune out. That's kind of what I do with my television shows. And you mentioned binge watching stuff on Netflix and stuff. I just started watching Yellowstone. It just finally from Paramount. Of course, the whole thing is run already, and they just started playing it after 60 minutes on Sunday nights
on CBS.
And I got to tell you something now. I had heard a lot of good things about it, and I'm thinking to myself, and I know I'm dating myself here, but it's fantastic. I cannot wait till the next episode comes out next Sunday night.
That's great. One quick note before we go, we're talking about Caddyshack. If anybody's listening, and I'm telling you particularly, if you love Caddyshack, on YouTube, you can find this. It's about a 45 to an hour documentary on the making of Caddyshack with all the principals, particularly Harold Ramis, who, of course, was famous for his role in Ghostbusters. We lost Harold a couple of years ago. But Harold Ramis was the director, and that was his first opportunity to direct a movie. And there was a script and the storyline that they was supposed to be shot. They absolutely took over an entire country club. They paid a bunch of money to rent it for the entire summer. And you had everybody from Ted Knight to Rodney Dangerfield, Chevy Chase. Bill Murray was under contract to do a different movie at the time, so they only had him for one day of shooting, and they shot for like 12 hours of various Bill Murray scenes. But the movie disintegrated into completely getting away from the script. Tony, 80% of Caddyshack is ad-lib. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, you guys, you know, Chevy Chase and Bill Murray hated each other at that time because Chevy Chase had left Saturday Night Live, and Bill Murray and the rest of the cast was furious because he destroyed the franchise at the time of what was really being successful. So they didn't even speak, but the studio was just apoplectic that you can't have the two biggest stars in the movie not do a single scene together. So they flew Bill Murray back in, put them in that famous scene in the maintenance shed where Bill Murray lived.
Where they're smoking grass, said, yep.
Harold Ramis says, "We don't have anything written. You guys just do something." All of those lines about, Ty, you live down, you have a place down on, you have a pool, right? And he goes, yeah, we got a pool. We got a pond in back. That'd be good for you. You know, and he's smoking the Bob Marley joint. And, you know, the great thing is you can play 36 holes in this in the morning and get stoned as a bejesus in the evening. All of that was just right off the top of their head. Bill Murray whacking with his weed whacker, those flowers in front saying Cinderella story. He's a Cinderella boy. All of that was just ad lib, and you know, you just gotta love that. And listening to how they talk about Ted Knight and Rodney Dangerfield just being totally out of control because he was all those young people, said he went 24/7, never slept, had no idea how to make a movie. Finally, Harold Ramis got just frustrated and said, "Rodney, just do your act." And that's where all the Rodney Dangerfield stuff comes from. It is so entertaining to watch that. I had my broadcast partner Terry Quillian and her daughter watch it because they had seen Caddyshack and they'd never seen it before and loved it. Once they watched the documentary, it's hilarious now to hear them talk because they drop lines from Caddyshack all the time, which again is, I feel like I'm spreading my influence throughout civilization by enlightening people to great things. So watch that documentary. It is must see.
It is fantastic. Something else is must see is Starting Over with Kip Kiefer and Tony Curry. Saturday mornings, 10:30, 11 o'clock on ABC 3340. We're on every single week. It butts up right up against that ACC early game of the week. So check us out again, 10:30, 11 o'clock on ABC 3340. Of course, you can hear Kip Kiefer right here on Tony Curry Radio and our Tony Curry Radio podcast and our YouTube channel. Need to Know does a fantastic show where he's kind of flying solo. And I am fortunate enough and graced enough to be on the show with you and the Kiefer and Curry show every Monday through Friday right here on Tony Curry Radio. Till next week, my friend, have a great trip.
Tony, thank you so much. We'll see you for another week of the starting lineup. It's going to be awesome.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.